Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone as we are continuing our journey, Pesach Tafshin Pehei Bin Azmanim, and we are preparing, getting closer and closer to the holy Pesach, to the one of the holiest nights of the year, which is compared to Yom Kippur, the night of the Seder. The nights of the Seder are comparable to Yom Kippur. It's one of the reasons we wear the kittel. It's a very, very holy time for each and every one of us, for all the Jewish people. And it's Pesach, the time where we renew our connection to Hashem through our speech, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And right now we're preparing. All of our preparations are to cleanse ourselves, to become more pure, to become more connected to Hashem, which ultimately brings us closer to the Jewish people. Anoichi Oimed Bein Hashem Ubeinechem, the Anoichius, the physical, is what separates us from Hashem, from other people. The ego, the physical, in Neshama, we're all one, we're all the same. As it's brought down, one of the reasons we don't speak about another Jew is because you don't speak about yourself. You wouldn't be upset at your hand for doing an Aveira, your legs for doing an Aveira, because it's part of you. It's part, each and every one of us are one. And as we get ready for Pesach, as we clean physically, as we prepare physically, it's all a metaphor. It's all a mashal for the cleansing of our spiritual and our pnimius internally. And we continue with the Hilchos Lashon Hara, page 78, day 28 in Purity of Speech. You imply negative information when comparing people. And this is very difficult, right? When a person says, oh, I like this restaurant better than that restaurant. I like this hotel better than that hotel. I like this, whatever it might be. And the Chavetz Chaim says, well, one must be very cautious not to fall into the trap of comparing people or groups, even though your intention is to compliment someone. However, if something negative is implied, you're not allowed to say it. For example, Mrs. Landau is a much more competent teacher than the one we had last year. I'm so happy with my contractor. He did a much better job than Mr. Horowitz, who I used last time. My second son-in-law learns more and stronger than my first one. All of these things. He's the only decent man in shul. She's one of the only competent teachers on the staff. Sometimes when comparing people, a negative fact can be implied about someone, which we have to be careful. Oh, it's a perfect match. This boy is perfect for so-and-so. She doesn't need someone, you know, much better than that. She's the only normal girl in that class. So a person has to be very, very careful when comparing. It's a very natural, normal thing to compare, but we have to be very, very careful in our speech. And Be'ezus Hashem, through us learning the Hilchos Lashon Hara, it'll help us, as the Chafetz Chaim says very clearly. Chafetz Chaim says that the more, if one learns my Sefer on a daily basis, page 11, day 11, page 40, then one's Yitzhahara for Lashon Hara will become smaller until it will eventually leave him or her completely. We should all be zocha to that. We should be zocha to learn the Hilchos Lashon Hara. That's especially through Pesach, through this very, very holy time. Let us do as best as we can to try and learn the halachas, especially that we're with people, we're more together. It's Bein Azmanim. It's a time where we're having more conversations and listening more. Hashem will protect us, especially the Seder night. Mirtz Hashem will protect us, Shabbos, these very special times, from only speaking good things, only listening to good things. Hashem will protect us and all the Jewish people. Just wanted to share, it should be a schus for Bar Avram Ben Julia, as the news many chevra sent to me, and I appreciate it, that they're posting about Bar Avram, Bar Cooperstein, that Mirtz Hashem, he'll be zoche, him and all the hostages will be zoche to come out, especially during Nisan. So I dedicate this shir specifically to Bar Avram Ben Julia. It should help him have a Yeshua right away, a Yeshua Hashem Kerif Ayin, and all of the Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, especially during this very, very special time of Geula, that he will be zoicha to have a Geula, and we'll be zoicha to be together with him and all of the hostages. So I'm dedicating this machshava, this thought that I'm sharing with everyone, to Bar Avram Ben Julia, Besoch, all the other hostages in Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. Just to share a thought, it's a thought we've spoken about, it's something we've spoken about, but it hit me this week, because this week's Parsha, Parsha's Tzav, has the first two mitzvahs in the Parsha are two very interesting mitzvahs. The first mitzvah is to be Veherim es hadeshen, for the Kohen to remove the ashes that are on the Mizbeach every day. They would, one shovelful was removed and placed in the courtyard floor each day, and the rest was cleared away. The Kohen would clear off the ashes, would clear off, cleanse, so that the Beis HaMikdash was more beautiful than the Mizbeach. Instead of it having all these ashes, it was more, it looked more beautiful. And the second mitzvah is the mitzvah of Hadlakas Eish on the Mizbeach, that we know that it says, Eish Tukad, Eish Tamid Tukad al Mizbeach. The Psukim say, let me just get the Psukim here. The Pasuk says, for both of them, Mamash, in the beginning of the Parsha, it says, Ve'esham Mizbeach Tukad Boy. It says, the Esham Mizbeach the Pasuk of the Trumas Hadeshen is Pasuk Gimel. Ve'lovash Hagoyin, he got dressed. Ve'herim Es Hadeshen, he would remove the pile of ashes. And the next mitzvah is Ve'esham Mizbeach Tukad Boy Le'sichbe. We know there's a mitzvah to make sure there's fire on the Mizbeach every day, even though Hashem miraculously, through a nes, brings fire to the Mizbeach, but he doesn't want it to be a clear miracle. So he commands us, there's a tzivoy for us to bring fire to the Mizbeach, to bring ish on the Mizbeach. So there's the first two mitzvahs. The first mitzvah is to remove the ashes, and the second mitzvah is to burn, is to create a fire, to bring a fire. And I was thinking, what we've spoken about, especially it's Nogea to Pesach, is Kadesh Orchatz. Kadesh Orchatz, they talk about it should be first Orchatz, first become Tahar, and then Kadesh. First become pure, and then you become Kadosh. But on Pesach and different times, it's Kadesh. First you do the Maisa, first you act and you do the fire, and then Memela, you become pure through that. What's the Avodah? The Avodah basically is Sur Meirah Va'aseh Tov. Do we start off Sur Meirah, as the Mesillas Yesharim starts off with Zihiris? Zihiris is Sur Meirah, as he says in the beginning of Zrizus. He says, and I quote, says the Mesillas Yesharim, until now, the Mesillas Yesharim says, until now, we were Achara Zihiris Yavaya Zrizus. After you are careful, then comes Rizus. After you remove the deshen, you remove the ashes, then you become someone who burns a fire, so to speak. Ki hazihiris is lo ta'aseh, and the Zrizus is al-aseh. And he says, v'hainu sur meira va'aseh toiv. And we know that on Pesach, it's very interesting, because on Pesach, even though we're cleaning and cleaning and cleaning, but the avoda, and we have a unique inspiration that comes from Hashem, it's called Isarusa de la'ela, that Hashem, Pesach is Meleshen Shabbos, like we spoke last year, that Shabbos is Hashem lifts us up. So even if I'm dirty, even if I'm filled with dirt, even if I'm still involved in the things that I don't want to be involved with, but Kadesh, and then Orchatz, Aseh Tov, so to speak, and then Sur Meirah. But over here we find that it's Sur Meirah va'Aseh Tov. First, we remove the ashes, then we light a fire. And I think the lesson for all of us, I think it's a very, personal lesson. Sometimes you clean a room, sometimes you clean your closet, sometimes you clean yourself up, you stop doing certain things, and then you're motivated to feel that cleanliness, that now I'm going to start my Aseh Tov. After I did my Sur Meira, which is actually the Pasuk, first, and the Ramchal says it, first I'm going to stop doing bad things, and then when I stop doing bad things, I'm going to build and do good things. Sometimes it's too difficult, and we can't stop doing bad things, and we have to do good things anyway. We have to continue to build the good things. The Rabbi Freifeld, I've said this many times, I've heard this over, Rabbi Freifeld used to say that there are two ways to plant a beautiful garden. One, and if you have weeds and thorns and bushes that are not, that you don't want there, there are two ways to do it. You could rip it out, or you can plant. You could rip out the weeds and then start all over, or you could start planting, and those plants will overtake the negative. And I think the lesson over here is that it could be both. It could be both. What do I mean? What I mean is that it depends where you're at. Sometimes we can have a Shabbos, sometimes we can have a day, sometimes we can have an inspiration, sometimes we could hear a shir, sometimes we could say, okay, that's it. I'm stopping to do this negative thing. I'm stopping to do this. I'm stopping to do that. And now I'm going to start doing good. Sometimes it's just too difficult. And sometimes we just have to plant the good and do the good and focus on the good. And that will eventually take over the ra. As the Chiddush HaRim, I've quoted this many times, Sur Meira, don't worry about the ra, va'aseh tov. And just focus on the good. Kadesh and then Orchatz. But at the same time, we see the Torah tells us, and we know that it's Sur Meira Vaseh Tov, that sometimes a person has to just pull away from the bad, like we see over here. Separate the ashes on the Mizbeach. Take away the ashes, and then light the fire. And I think they're both right, and I think they're both for different times of our life, different seasons, different stages. And, you know, sometimes a person will say, oh, I'm a faker. Why? Because I'm doing all these negative things, but I'm also doing positive things. Sometimes you got to continue doing that. Sometimes you have to be a little bit of a faker. Sometimes, I don't know if that's the right word. Sometimes you got to, okay, so I'm not perfect, but I'm still continuing doing my avodah. And sometimes a person has to say, no, I can't live with myself like that. I got to stop doing these certain things, and then I want to build myself. So I think the lesson for today is Hashem should help us all wherever we're at, whether it's things that we have to be Sur Meira, or it's things that we have to do Aseh Tov, both are great. Both are great. Removing the ashes, even if you don't light the fire, that's also a mitzvah. And lighting the fire, even if you don't remove the ashes, is also a mitzvah. The point is, we're trying, we're focusing, we're trying to clean, we're trying to build, we're trying to do the best we can. Hashem should help us all. We should be zoicha this week's parsha, b'schus these two mitzvahs. We should be zoicha always, each and every one of us. Should always be zoicha to be in the world of Sur Meira and the world of Aseh Tov. And through that, we'll be zoicha, each and every one of us, to continue doing amazing things. All of us and all the Jewish people. Thank you.